Why?
That's nice, but it isn't the
Gemara. Shmaitzashir. You know, I tell over Rav Abu's voice. Shmaitzashir, Sunday night, early Yud Zion Adar Aleph, Tov Shin Ayin Dalet. 1 week from tonight, you're going to be dead drunk. Four weeks from tonight.
I hope. What kind of person are you?
No, 4 weeks from tonight, you're
Suda.
So you'll show
me where I'm at.
Maybe we'll see. No. I like looking at you when you're drunk. That's more
that's
fun.
The next day.
Yeah, I come to stay and watch you when you're drunk. That's more fun.
I don't get drunk. I always make believe I'm drunk.
How many weeks to practice?
That's what I tell my wife.
I'm pretty drunk last year.
I tell my wife I'm not drunk. I make you believe. We're going to have a very tame Purim this year because my wife's nervous. We have a wedding a few days later. My wife's nervous about juggling the wedding. He said, I'm not shucking the chickens. What do I care? But we're going to have a much tamer Purim than we always do. She's determined. We're not going to decorate the house, she says. But then it's Pesach. Okay. Well, you're getting old. Soon you're going to have to stand up to me. Another 8 years. According to the Arizal, you already have to stand up for me. No, it's very important to know about Mr. Stengel. Really? It's very important to know to Mr. Sadia Raisa. Okay.
What's the youngest that you stand up for?
You didn't need a Dvar Halacha.
I did.
70 and the Arizal holds 60.
But I don't know. It's 9 seconds.
I'm a 13-year-old.
Can you also have to stand up for a Chacham?
Yeah, for this discussion, it's a non sequitur.
If that halacha
is
known.
But that halacha is known. The halacha tonight was not to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. That's a known halacha. I came to say tonight they have to stand up for a 70-year-old, no matter what. And probably for a lady, too. Probably for a lady, too. Except the lady would be very, very upset if you stand up for a halacha.
You don't work at all, you don't work. It's all the glory.
No, it's not. Now it's like it's like you.
If it's a
like they have
an itch, it's clear. You're looking at
it. So
okay, Shmaitzavov, Perek Yutess. No, Perek Yutess, no. We're going back to the next Perek. No, Perek Chof. Perek Chof. We're moving on to Perek Chof on both sides. Oh, tomorrow night there's no Shir. I am actually, for the first time that I can remember in memory, except for my children, I'm staying for the whole wedding. Tomorrow night. Moshe Lichtenstein's making the wedding. I'm staying for the whole thing. Why? Two reasons. The real reason and a lie.
Because he's your assistant. That was a lie.
The lie is that Moshe does so much for the shul. And I feel
okay, and that's the real reason.
The real reason is the son's like a cuckoo breastlover. I want to see them dance.
That's not the real reason.
You can go see that anyway.
It's not the whole wedding. Come for part of the
dancing. Enough to miss the shir. The chuppah will be like 7:30, let's say.
So you should go about 9.
The breastlovers, it might be 9 o'clock.
I have to be there by the chuppah. I have to be there.
Rob, at the end of the test, did he answer the kasha about...
No. But it was so narrow, the question, because he had so many, according to him it's Miyushub, and according to that it's Miyushub. He just, he wanted to make everybody happy. So at the end, there was like one sheet that he couldn't make happy.
But he really didn't answer the big Tasha, right, about the Corbin. I understand.
He narrowed it down, yeah. I'm not even sure it's Shver Bechlal, like I said, there's blood there. You said the Gemara is saying that she has to be Simech, he has to be Simech on her. Perikov, new Indian, fresh, etch a sketch, what's it called?
What?
When you, magic slate, what's it called? When you pick up the paper and you, what's it called?
Yeah. I know,
you buy it for your kids, you pick up that paper. What?
Tabla rasa.
Etch a sketch.
Is the one you shake.
No, I'm talking about magic slate. You pick it up and it erases.
Ask him. He's been around the world. He should know these things.
There was an article in today's.
Mrs. Stengel.
There was an article today about Turkey. It's starting to be really dangerous for Jews to go to Turkey.
So I've been there in a couple months.
Okay, but you know, where is it? Maybe Jerusalem Post. Something that Turkey is really becoming rapidly anti-Jewish, like even the people in the street. Okay, Perikov, I'm just, you know, warn you. You can always, you know, throw some Nature Valley granola bars at them. Stave off the natives.
Sue the savage soul.
Do you still eat them? Because they're the Chodosh issue.
I stopped. I started watching my weight.
I also am watching my weight. It's getting easier and easier to watch it every day. Perikov, Kozum Betrumas Hadeshem. Deirechad Masayeya Poiter Mishvua. This is a very big sugyim of Metzia, a very major sheet in the Rishonim. In the Gemara, it's not clear. Not so clear, but it's a very famous shita. We know that an Eirechot is Mechayev HaShvuah. An Eirechot says you owe someone $100, so that's Mechayev HaShvuah D'Araisa, that you have to swear. That's He has to swear. He has to swear. The Eirechot that says you owe someone $100 is Mechayev you to swear that you don't. Obviously, if you maintain, you don't. If you admit, you do, so everybody goes home happy. If you maintain, you don't, so you have to swear. That's called an Eirechot Mechayev Shvua. There's a sheet that an Eirechot Patus from a Shvua also. Now, there's two scenarios we have to be aware of. Shmaitz is going to be dealing with that. One is you can be Mechayev Shvua for a different reason, like Moite B'Mitzvah is Mechayev Shvua, or Shvua Sashomrin is Mechayev Shvua, and you have an Eirechot on your side. So many Rishonim hold the Eirechot Patus from Yeshua. It's like he's Mechayev Yeshua Patus. According to those Shitas, what the Shmaitz is going to be talking about is when an Eirechot is Mechayev Yeshua, not Mechayev Yeshua because of Moedim and Mitzvah. There's only three Dioraisa Chiyuve Yeshua. Shua Sashemrin, Moedim and Mitzvah, and Eirechot. That's the only times you swear with Dioraisa. So, if you have an Eirechot being Mechayev Yeshua, and you have an Eid Echad going against that Eid, saying you put the Shmishvua, or you don't owe the money. So there, the Shmaitz is going to be discussing the obvious possibility that even if you hold an Eid Echad, doesn't put the Shmishvua, but maybe he cancels out the other Eid just because it's like Trey and Trey, or in this case, one against one. So he cancels out the Eid Echad, so he put the Shmishvua, not because the Koach of the Eid is the Pata from a Shvua, but because he's Makhish the Eirechot, that was Mechayev a Shvua. But it would be a Shvua Sashomrin, or a Mitzvah, then he maybe wouldn't have a Koyach. That's what the Shmaitz and Perikov is about. Because of the Trumas Hadeshem, the Eirechot Mesayeya is on your side, is Mesayeya the Nitva, it means. Poitrim a Shvua. So let's assume for a moment, he's talking about Shvua Sashomrin, or a Filim a Maidim a Mitzvah, or Shvua Sashomrin. Meaning, not because he's canceling out the other aid, but the real chiyuv shvuah the araisa, either because of shvuah sashomrin or because of moed b'mikzas. The eidechod makhisho, and here he says even if an eidechod says he does owe the money, the erech barayis ayin shom. This is a major shita in the rishonim above mitzia, major machlokes above mitzia. So the Trumas Hadeshen holds an Eirechot Patus from Yeshua, and he has a lot of rayas. U'b'shach Masig al Dvorav, the Shach argues with the Trumas Hadeshen. V'chol Dvorav lo nischavru etzli, he says, he's talking about if an Eirechot is against the Eid HaMesayeya. Elanira du'uki chad l'gabi chad. If in such a case we have, let's say, a Shvuah Sashomrin and an Eirechot, saying him a chuyif. So he says, you wouldn't have, the Eirechot would not pata from a shvua, because that Eirechot is cancelled out by the Eirechot saying he's chayov. The Salak Eidusen command the Lesa, so they would cancel each other out, and he'd be chayov a shvua deraisa, mishum shvua sashaymer, no mishum moide b'mikshus. So the Trumas Hadeshen makes a very grandiose statement. He says, even if you have a Shvuah Sashomrin and you made the B'mitzvahs, and there's an Eirechot saying you're Mechuyev, like all three reasons to be Mechuyev Shvuah D'Araisa.
All three together?
Yeah, that's yes. Yeah, whatever, everything. Okay. Certainly Eirechot, because the Shach comes along and says, oh, not so fierce. If there's an Eirechot against the Eirechot and Mesayeya, so then they cancel each other out, and you end up being mechuyev b'shvuah because of the shvuas hashomrin or the modem and mixes, whatever. The old nira, then the shach adds, guess what? The gam b'shnei kitei edim, even if they have two against two, hamakishim zu azu, also amrinu salak edusin kamando lesa. This is a major diun. The shach says very clearly by trey utrey, it's like there's no edus here at all, and you would be mechuyev b'shvuah d'oraisa. Because of, if it's Shavuos HaShomrin, or it's Modim Mixos, even if you have two Edom on your side. But if you have two Edom against you also, so they cancel each other out. The Avichai of Shavuot Yeraisa below Edusen, you're going Shavuos HaShomrin, or Modim Mixos. Oh, Hesus, or for that matter, Shavuot Rabbanon. Hashtan Nami, this is the Shach talking, he's arguing with the Trumas Hadesh.
No, I know that, but didn't we earlier say that it was a Chazaka? And you said this tray and tray, so the chazaka won't work because there's two witnesses against the chazaka.
Right? Maybe the shach holds the tray is fake of the rabbonon. I mean, you're right, so you do go both the chazaka. Hashtunami mishtaba hachshvua. The hecha, and the shach then adds, the hecha then is chayav tchila shvua diyoraisa. Let's say a person had an aid against him, and he became a chuyah b'shvuah d'oraisa. Afilu bo'ed ha-masayeya achar she'poskuloi ha-bezdin shvuah d'oraisa, and Bezdin already paskin al pi that aid. So the Shach says, nearer to me, komokom aid ha-masayeya potro, because he knocks off the other aid. Chayn kosov and muki yosef shekein. She came, hello, haran, b'chidushos. That if the chiyav shvuah comes machmas and eid echad, then certainly eid ha-masayeya patas him, even after Beth and Paschal Yom Chiyav shvuah, because he knocks off the eid echad. But afal gav, the shach then says on the ran.
This is a whole different point. Now this is the whole point of you already had him sacked in. So much later comes the other aid, right.
Yeah, because he's giving another case. Even that's called chad keneged chad, and they cancel each other out. That's his common denominator theme here. Baba Gav says the shach, the divri haram line is baru etzlik b'meshakosav the kol shalom nasa masa al piv afa agav shabo b'zach hazeh b'bo b'basach hazdomi. I'm not so happy. The Ran really says, if the second eight came before the first Besdin paskind, but if it says after they paskind, then the second one can't be makish because of the din of komokum shemina toira edach and arein kan shnayim. So the Ran says, if he comes afterwards, he's not going to be believed. But I don't like that, says the Shach. The Mepirish Rashi besoit the Perik Mishakine, the Toysa Shom, the Chem Bitoysa, the priest of Saint Perik Omruloi, the Shor Mokoim was Loi Mash Mekain. El Akol Shabo Bazach Hazeh, Avol Gav, no, I'm sorry, Adar Rabbi, Ran does say that. He says, but if Mash were not like that from all these sources, that if he comes Ach Hazeh, Avol Mishanasa Maisa, Avol Gav, the Loi Nasa Maisa, Pia Rishon, I'm reading the Rishon Avalei Ketrei. If he came first, I guess it means well, I think the Bethlehem Paschim already. It can't be even if the Bethlehem didn't Paschim. It must be they Paschim already. Avalei Ketrei being Gav Shalecha Shukachad Tlum Kineged Shnayim. I'm not sure what. I'm thinking, what does it mean? I forgot the loy nasa maisa. You need at least a psak based to say,
it can be a psak, but they didn't do anything.
Well, doing would be to swear, then it would be too late.
Well, doing would be to pay the money, or what is that?
If he doesn't want to swear.
What?
If he doesn't want to swear.
Oh.
That would have to be the case. If he swore, then the whole issue is moot.
Right.
If they didn't paskin, they didn't pass again, you don't say, come back to me, sorry, they're going to catch mine. That's a prayer for tomorrow. So what does it mean by Alma Gavu Nasa Maisa? It must mean some Maisa maybe collecting the money if they refuse to swear. That would be Nasa Maisa. So still, it's canceled out by another aid. No, it's not. It's a Erek Hanshnai. But that's what they hold. So many Rishonim hold that even by an aid being Mechayev Yeshua, we say, Kalmokim should be the Torah Erek Hanshnai. It's kind of funny, because he's not Kishnayim to be Moisi the moment. He's not Moisi the moment. He says, you owe $100. So he's Kishnayim Legabe Yeshua. That's a little weird concept. Normally, Erek Hanshnai means whatever he's believed in, he's Kishnayim. Here, he's Kishnayim to be Mechayim Yeshua. But he's not saying Mechayim Yeshua. Right? He's saying you owe $100. We're Mechayim Yeshua for an Eidecha that says you owe $100. So to apply Kalmok Shemin to Torah Eidecha and Kishnayim, to me a little funny, because he's certainly not Kishnayim. If he'd be really Kishnayim, you would make him pay. He's saying you owe $100. You have to say the Gabi, the Psak Din of Shvua, is Kishnayim. Okay. Yeah, but to apply the rule is to be weird. Because the rule obviously doesn't apply. He's not, if he beat Kishnayim, he's saying you owe $100. I guess it's like Sota. Like Sota, you say, come back to me, Torah, they can't Shnayim. But that's only the Gabi. That's only the gabe that you don't let her drink anymore. Eidecha says nitma, but you don't say kishnayim and you give her chiyuv misa. So the etzum phrase arekan shnayim is really only limited to whatever the Torah said you believed in. It's not kishnayim carte blanche. Okay, you see that before by side, but you don't give her misa. It's an eidecha, although she doesn't drink anymore. Mikomokom Nira is still the Shach talking. The Rashi betoys the Shom Loi Mayri Yeladecha Sharisha Neman Ketrei Velo Hashem. In other words, they're all talking in cases where, you know, the din of Komokom Shemitari Erech Akan Shnayim, Menech Komokom Shnayim, is, let's say, an Erechat came and says, Tzoyta, she was Nitma. And then another aide comes and says she was not Nitmar. So it's too late for the second one. It's Kamokam Shemitarina Kainakan Shnayim. She doesn't drink. But that's only because the aide that says Lo Nitmar has no special Nemonis. The Nemonis that the Torah gave is to say Nitmar. To say Lo Nitmar, the Torah didn't give a special Nemonis to an aide Echad. But if you hold Eid HaMisayeya as Potam and Ashvua, then you wouldn't apply the rule of Kamogim Shemina Torah Erecha Erekan Shnayim if a second aid comes later, an aid HaMasayeya. Because he also is Naman. He's also Kishnayim. When do you say the rule? This is the Shach's question. He's saying, even Rashi and Tosis, who would apply Kamogim Shemina Torah Erecha Erekan Shnayim, wouldn't apply it here. Wouldn't apply it here as an aid Echad HaMasayeya comes. Because if you hold Eidah Masayeya, Patnas from Karbon, so he also has an Emunus Mishnayim. Now, by Sota, you only have to deal with if he's an Emun to stymie the first aid. The first aid said, Nitma'a, we believe her, he doesn't drink. And now another aid came along and says, Lo Nitma'a, so now you could have, sometimes it's Kamakum Shemina Torah, Eidah Rechat Shnayim, and sometimes they do cancel each other out. But it's only there where there's a Kamokam Shemina Torah Erecha. He believed to say she was Nitma. Or in another case by Eglah Rufa, he believed to say who the Reitzeach is, that you shouldn't do the Eglah Rufa ceremony. But Legabe, but certainly if an Eidah Masayeya has a din to Pata from Shvua, so we don't care that he came second. He's also a yachsin. Just like the first aid has a komok shemitari lechekeshnayim. So the aid amasayeya also has komok shemitari lechekeshnayim. So that, when we come near and says the shach, the rajah betoy the shomoy mairi, Ela deicha darvish nemen ketrei velo asheni. I got me sight that the goalie on crow. They deicha should only hit me nemen kishnayim. The goalie crow. The eight on the lit light hit me nemen kishnayim. So his only hope is to contradict the first and cancel out the first. So there's very specific gedorim when yes, when not. But he says it doesn't cancel each other out, and you say is all talking about not okay. You're talking about when there's no, there's a special lemonis for A and not a special lemonis for B. But if we would hold, Mike's about to say, but if we would hold that Adam Asayeya Patas and Shua, so certainly he gets his day in court, and he says, like the defendant, and then you fight to have a Chad Kenegat Chad clash, even though it's a day later, maybe. Because he's Neman to say, that this belongs to him. He's Neman to say that you don't owe the money. Okay, we'll stop. On the Tuesday night of Mitzvah. Tuesday night, it's Hashem, it's Hashem.